Hello?
Hello, my name is Edward. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I am not selling anything, and I will not be asking for any donation. May I speak with Ronnie Cruz?
That's me.
Awesome. Would you like to have this survey in English or in Spanish?
English. You could do it in both languages.
Okay.
Do it in English.
Are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the elections for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. Okay. And thinking about the past elections in Kern County for local offices, like County Board of Supervisor, do you always vote? Vote most of the time? Only vote sometimes? Or do you vote in, or do you don't vote in those races?
All the time.
All the time. Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the ground track?
Wrong direction.
Wrong direction. Okay. I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of that person, please let me know. How favorable do you feel towards Letitia Perez?
Oh, unfavorable. Criminal.
Okay. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, unfavorable.
Oh, unfavorable. My apologies. With that being said, is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Very. Okay. What about Kim Salas?
The last one, tolerable.
Okay. So somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable, yeah.
Okay. What about Gavin Newsom?
Oh, no. Unfavorable.
Okay. Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very. Okay. Two more. Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And the last, Donald Trump.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable. I'm going to vote for Kennedy.
Okay. And what would you say Letitia Perez is doing? Do you think she's doing an excellent job? Good?
No.
Just fair?
No, she doesn't.
Poor job?
Really, poor job. She doesn't do nothing in the community.
Okay. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Letitia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Somebody new.
Someone new. Okay. If the elections for presidents were held today, I heard you saying that instead of voting for Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, you will vote for independence, right? For Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy.
Okay. Okay, great. Just a few more questions. We're halfway to go. If the elections for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assemblymember District Director, and Letitia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas or Letitia Perez?
Kim Salas.
Kim Salas. Okay. How certain are you to vote for Kim Salas, Assemblymember District Director? Are you very certain or somewhat certain to vote? Or not that certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. Okay. Just a few more questions, and thank you for giving me some minutes of your time. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. I'll be reading the options. First one, homelessness. Second, roads and traffic. Third, housing cost. Fourth, county taxes. Fifth, climate change. Sixth, crime. And by last, jobs and the economy.
Man, there's a lot of good ones there, huh?
If you have to select the most important one for you, which one would you pick?
The homelessness.
Homelessness. Okay. I'll be reading you a few statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support her for county supervisor. The first one says, the streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, the street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Yeah.
How convincing is that for you? Is it very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. Here's another one. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services, like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. How convincing is that? You can choose between very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not convincing
somewhat
at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Okay. Third one, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure the law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe. How would you rate it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Just two more and we finish this part. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. How convincing is that?
That's convincing.
Okay. Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. And the last statement about her, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent the drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She will work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. To stop drug use before it starts.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. After hearing more information, if the elections for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote?
Kim Salas.
Let's go Kim Salas. Okay. I'm going to read you then some statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether the statement, if accurate, raises a serious doubt. This is, this is the options. After with the statements, you can select between if it raises very serious doubt, only serious doubt, or minor doubt, or no real doubt. The first one says, Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meeting. How doubtful that makes you feel about her? A very serious doubt, some serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubt?
Very serious doubt.
Very serious. Okay. For her, only two more statements. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voter record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her office.
Not
that
good.
Is, okay. That raises very serious doubts or only serious doubts?
Very serious doubts.
Very.
She can't be trusted. How are you going to trust her with your fed yet?
I totally see your own point. And I understand. As county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California. How does that make you feel?
That's true, though. The last one, very, very disturbing.
Okay. Okay. I hope you're in a safe place. And sorry for all these questions, but we'll head into the last part of the survey and I'll let you go. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions only for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
I guess right now, Republican.
Republican, okay. Would you call yourself...
I was Democrat, but I voted for Biden. What a serious mistake I made.
So that's why you say you're a Republican now?
I changed myself.
Well, now that things have changed, do you consider yourself to be a strong Republican or not so strong?
I'm probably a moderate one.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Sure. I'm liberal.
Liberal. Okay. Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Give money to all the programs, gang programs.
So in your case, do you consider yourself to be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have an associate's degree.
Oh, nice. That sounds good. Congratulations. Okay, so you have an associate's degree.
I wish I could have got that money back from the student loan. But I'm so dumb, I paid it.
Nah, no worries. You're doing just fine. If you don't mind me asking, in what year were you born?
I was born in 1963.
Okay. And just double checking your last question about the last year of schooling. Your associate degree will fall under 4 years?
No, 2 years.
Two. Okay. Gotcha. Just needed to make sure. And you said you were born in 1962, right?
Three.
Okay. My apologies. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latina descent? Okay.
My father was from Aguascalientes. I was lucky I was born here, though. It's making it rough for people to come across the border now. Pobre vatos.
Well, I'm just happy to hear that you're able to be in a better place now. So that's at least a good thing.
I used to listen to my dad. He used to always tell me his horror stories. Hijo, ustedes que hablan la idioma. Yo vine aquí lavando trastes. Si te quieres ir al servicio, no te vas a hacer rico. Hey, Dad, well, can I move in with you? Oh, buena suerte in Marine Corps.
That's really what he said? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You have a good spot right there. You seem to be a very kind person.
You know how it is now. They talk Spanish and then you talk English back to them. They understand.
Right. Yeah. Combination of both languages. I didn't mean to cut you off before, but you are a very kind person. I would like to have your name if possible.
Oh, it's Ronnie Cruz. I'm famous in Bakersfield. I feed all the homeless, backpacks, Easter baskets, whatever's happening. I'm the founder of Feed It Forward. I've been doing it 23 years here in Kern County.
Oh, that explains why homelessness is so important for you then. I'm happy to know that we still have good souls in our country. That speaks very well of you. So thank you for what you do, Mr. Ronnie.
I see that, you know, they are homeless, and some of them just don't want to be that, but everything costs so much. Man, my PG&E is $500. That's what we got to do. We got to start a whole bunch of people to get rid of PG&E and bring in competition.
Yeah,
you know what I mean or no?
Yeah, I could get $500.
That's half of my mortgage.
Really, half? Wow. I just we shouldn't be dealing with any problem, if I'm honest with you, especially after knowing what you do for the community. So if you have the chance, please keep doing it. And Mr. Ernie, I also want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to have some of your time. We have completed the survey already. I just wanted to let you know there is someone who is very kind, and I just hope life rewards you with even better things. So thanks.
Oh, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Okay. My pleasure. I hope you have a good night. Bye-bye, Mr. Ernie.
Take care. Bye.